the Coast Guard cutter Sherman had to return to Dutch Harbor a few days early this week. As KUCB's Emily Schwing reports, the cutter and its crew were forced to turn back from a regular patrol in the Bering Sea when one of the ship's diesel engines malfunctioned.
The Coast Guard cutter Sherman has a long history. It was first launched in 1968.
So the ship's very, very old.
Alex Oswald is a junior officer on board. He serves as the ship's public affairs specialist.
It's actually on its way out. This class of ship, it's called the Legend Class Cutters, and they're basically in the process of being replaced. And this one is one of the last ones to be decommissioned.
The Sherman has two turbines and two main diesel engines. Oswald says one of those engines failed.
I can't disclose the specifics of what happened. Basically, we just had a problem with the engine, and we couldn't get it to work the way we wanted to, so we shut it down completely, and we're just operating on one engine, and so we had to come into port to fix the problem.
Oswald says equipment was shipped into Dutch Harbor as part of the repair work. He wasn't able to say if some of that work was contracted locally. The Sherman is home-ported in San Diego. In 2001, it became the first Coast Guard cutter to circumnavigate the globe. The ship and its crew are in Alaska this summer to enforce fisheries regulations and provide search and rescue support. They're slated to depart again on Monday. In Dutch Harbor, I'm Emily Schwing.